Calling this meeting to order on September 9th at 7:00 p.m. This meeting is being held in compliance with the open public meeting law and that the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of the meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board filed with borough clerk and forwarded to the Treasury and News and Star Ledger. Would all please rise and be put in position.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
roll call.
Mayor Longo.
Here.
Council President Richman.
Here.
Councilman Guerra.
Here.
Councilman Lopez.
Here.
Councilman Morris.
Here.
Councilman Rossi.
Here.
Councilman Speed.
Here.
All right. First order of business. We are open to any members of the public who would like to approach this month and state name. We also have something else at the end of the meeting where the public can speak.
He and I are going to talk about the same thing. My name is Brent Weber. I live on West Bengal Ave, just behind the high school. I have sent the council a couple of emails regarding the parking situation that is happening on my street. So I don't want to take up a ton of time. I would ask that you all please take a look at the emails in there and outline a number of concerns that we and other residents have with the striping that has gone in place. And I know my neighbor also has some things he wants to say as well, so I'll just limit it to two primary concerns. I think number one, the safety of the residents and folks who are coming to visit the school, students as well. The parking hatches are so close to our driveway now that there is no room for us to back up safely into the oncoming traffic. You know, before we would always have some nuisance with people who are parking too close to the edge of the driveways. Now it's mandated that they are literally 6 inches from the corner of the driveway. Part number two is really just about nuisance. Because the hashes are now so close, there is no room for residents to put their recycling and trash bins. So it is now mandated that anytime we have to put those things out, they go directly into a parking space, which, as you can imagine, high school students and staff are entitled to. So if there's anything that can be done to come back out, reassess the situation, we can do it.
Question.
Oh,
can I
I guess maybe, is there a consensus from West Maple or the neighbors of what they would like to see?
I don't know yet. I don't know if other folks wanted to go up and say additional things. I think reassessing the spaces themselves and how close they are to driveways is thing number one. I think we all knew moving into that neighborhood that there was going to be some parking nuisance. I attended Downbrook High School. I remember fighting for the spots at 7:30 in the morning. I know that, you know, moving into the neighborhood, there's going to be some unavoidable issues. I think the parking line situation that has been put in place is just making it worse. In a lot of cases, you know, I talked to the straight edge striping manager when he was out there, and he had said, you know, we were trying to fit in as many spaces as we can. In so doing, some trucks, you know, basically just not even extended cab pickup trucks, can't even fit into a single space. So their rear bumper is hanging out in front of driveways. It's making it, you know, harder to actually fit in more spaces because it's just standard size vehicles can't fit into some of the spaces that were made so small. So at least in my opinion, and certainly if other people have other ideas, I think it's just reassessing the size of the spaces and how close they sit to them.
Can I just say something?
Yes, sir.
In the future, can you just send emails to like one or two members of, because we can't like respond as a group.
Sure.
Because of like quorum rules, so it makes it hard. Like we don't know, we can't get in a discussion with you. So you can send it to Councilman Brinsvik is the head of Public Works, and then we can like add it to the agenda, or we can reward a couple of, you know, council people rather than all of us together. That's right.
I don't know how many
responses you got, but it wasn't like we didn't see it and didn't want to respond. We were afraid like maybe somebody else responded, or I don't know. So
yeah,
I just for the future.
For sure.
I responded, but just recently. We're going to be talking about this under the new business, so that's at the end, toward the end of the meeting, though. So if you all want to stick around, that would be great too.
Chris,
okay.
Yeah, I have also responded to a couple of emails
keeping the kind of updating the situation. So yeah, it's hard to respond to everyone, but as long as we can, you know, be in touch with
them. Yeah, we your guys' time. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
John Payne, 135 West Maple Avenue. I'm sure you'll speak to the mayor. I recognize a couple of people, and you all got my emails before, and I did appreciate the few responses that I got back. I have a couple of notes here so that I can keep my thoughts straight, and it's been a long day. Like my neighbor Brent said, you know, having spots so close to the driveway does make it impossible. The other day, this week, happened to be recycling garbage pickup. I had put my two recycling cans into a parking spot, and somebody moved them behind my car, my driveway, so I couldn't get out of my driveway, and I have to drop my kid off to school because it's a different system on the can. They move them all the time in the parking spot. My husband has a Dodge Ram. He can't fit into a parking spot. My brother has a pickup truck. He can't fit into a parking spot. So, you know, the private use that I used to be able to use in front of my house has been gone. I'm a real estate agent for over 20 years. And I'm going to tell you right now, having those parking lines in front of a residential neighborhood, regardless of high school or not, is damaging the value of the property. I'm sure nobody gives a hoot about that because y'all don't live on West Maple Avenue. But the rest of us really do care about it. But it is making it very difficult to get in and out of the driveway, regardless of the time of day. The lines literally on my driveway are on the property line. I have to pull in the middle of my driveway now to be able to get out of the driveway without that street before. So we all kind of, and there is a consensus with West Maple. There's 15 houses that are affected by this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 neighbors that I've talked to, excluding the people in here, all have the same concerns about the parking and making it look like it's a commercial instead of a residential neighborhood.
Hello, my name is Eddie Campos. I live at 150 West Maple Avenue, right behind the high school. So I'm pretty much, we have the same thing what everyone else said, and I understand that you guys are trying to solve a problem. So I'm sure you guys got a lot of complaints, you know, people blocking driveway, and we're trying to find a solution for it. And I understand where you guys are coming from. But I really wish someone came and at least spoke to the residents and got some feedback on what, you know, on what's going on and maybe the best way to approach it. You know, because we just woke up a bunch of lines. You know, the first, as soon as people started coming to the school the first day, okay, and I got some pictures here. So everyone can kind of see what's going on. The first magnet is here. So the first day people started coming, it was on a Tuesday, recycling day. So I put the cans out. No one bothers to move them. They just park on an angle. And if you'll notice, you know, how much they're, like, the cars are pretty much definitely in the street, okay? Now, it causes also, as we spoke, you know, causes a big safety issue. We have, these days, electric bicycles that are doing, like, 35, 40 miles per hour. I mean, a kid will easily hit a car like that. So, once that car was parked like that, I called the police department. They, I guess, talked to someone at the school. They moved the car. 15 minutes later, we got an orange car doing exactly the same thing. Okay? 15 minutes later, park, empty spot, 15 minutes later, we have another car. So I mean, can't really bother with it because I live directly behind high school from the parking lot. You know? So everybody, I have to find real estate for that spot. You know? But everybody wants to park there. You know? So if you can see, and next day on Wednesday, which was garbage night, now these the sanitation trucks, they have to pick them up. I put the garbage there, the guy moved it, put it on a sidewalk to get in there. How's the garbage truck supposed to get that? So I'm not, why, thankfully I was there, but if I'm not there, I'm gonna be, no one's gonna pick up my trash. And this is just the start. And this is If this happened in Oklahoma, this next one wouldn't happen. Now, I think we also could probably solve the problem. Probably could have been solved with some maybe yellow lines, you know, take the curves, learn a lot cheaper too. You know, I think they, you know, painting some yellow curves, I think would probably have been a lot better than making parking spots that really aren't intended for meters. You know, that's what you see normally where there's meters, you have parking spots like that. And that will kind of almost, kind of, cheapens the feel of the neighborhood. So I hope you guys, get some suggestions. Talk to the residents that are there. We live there, we deal with all these things on a day-to-day basis. You can get a lot of feedback from us. Thank you for your time.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi, everyone. I'm Kathy Lyons, Westminster Avenue. I just want to look over here. Once again, the lines are almost directly on the apron. My driveway also is directly next to a fire hydrant and also a telephone pole, which means we really have to pull almost. I have to pull all the way out into the street until I can get like a clear line of sight, which means I'm blocking both directions and often. Especially when leaving earlier in the morning when the school traffic is there, people are in a rush. And they really don't want to let, they want to try and get around you. And frequently I've had cars almost hit the other side of the curb, but they're trying to avoid me. So that's what we're saying. We're seeing is like, we can't see, and they can't see us until we're all the way in the street. And I'm itching up. So we just consider, some more space between where it starts or some other thing. Been there for 20 years, so I've definitely had to deal with this on and off, but now it's like consistent. Before it was like one off here and there, often people park in front of my driveway, and we have to call to say, I can't even get out. People still park right in front of the fire hydrant and right in front of the driveway. So, but now everyone's trying to squeeze in because they see the line. So I just wanted to keep that to consider. Thank you. I just want to address some four issues that could have been prevented. The signs were not put out until the day of legislating was going to happen. The lines were also drawn through the no parking section. The end of West Maple, there's a corner of Winter, there's literally an area that says no parking, there's a sign that says no parking, and that was drawn. The husband spoke to the siding company and said, we drew the spec. I'm an engineer. I don't know if you drew that to spec, but so that was a thing. And then now it cost the township more money to then keep back over it. So just again, coming out of our dollars. And then the last thing that I just wanted to go on record is I'm glad that we're addressing painting of lines and we're not addressing the speeding on the street. There are so much speeding, there are never cops out there, I've never seen somebody pull over. There are rambunctious middle schoolers coming down our road. Yes, it is a nuisance that these kids are, chitty-chatting or whatever, but the amount of time that they are crossing the road, just people speeding, I would rather the safety of our children be taken into account for versus people working on that road. So, I just wanted that to be stated, so thank you.
Anyone else? Good evening, Andres Nietzsche. When we get a chance, I know we have to address the West Maple issues. But we also just swing by the apartments. There's some heating issues that have been consistent. Last time when we were talking to folks in the last meeting, this was the main topic that was on the agenda. And it's an issue that has been going for a couple of years. The office has been notified. They really don't care. They'd rather invest in new greenery and benches rather than actually fix people's eating. Obviously it's a violation of code. And it affects seniors, it affects veterans, folks that, what it is to have arthritis and have to live in the air all winter, right? So it's something that's really pressing. And I wanted, we kind of signed a letter collectively. We surveyed a whole bunch of like the units. It's mostly like on the bottom floors, and I kind of included a map that can select which buildings have these issues. And it's something that it's the reason why we kind of like did it anonymously or collectively, if you will, is because the JCM Living Management Company has a history of retaliation, way back in like union of unions with the Central Jersey Tenants Union. So we know that they retaliate against people, so that's why we kind of like signed it collectively to protect families and their identities. And I have the copies right here. I have like two copies.
I just need to.
Thank you. Just fair enough. And I wanted to, in addition, just briefly make some comments on the Protect the Family Unit. And it's great that we have so many people in here, because I can just invite everyone for this coming Saturday, September 13th at 6 p.m. We're doing basically, it's called the Protect the Family Meeting. Is to set up a sort of like a rapid response network. I'm in some packets. I have seven for council and mayor. So it explains that basically what it is, the gist of it. We have the date, the location, so you can join us. I want to honor, you know, publicly, because sorry, too much paperwork. I want to honor publicly our council member Bernadette and Lopez that was there last time. On short notice, we really appreciate your presence and hope to have everyone in there involved next time, this coming Saturday. So it was everyone from different political affiliations, Democrats, Republicans, Greens, DSA. It was like a really beautiful meeting. We learned a lot. And on one part of the package, you're going to see a set of instructions to sign up to a Signal chat, which is like the communications channel that we use for the rapid response network. This is to protect families against ICE and a way for communities to have response collectively and address situations when they come up and be able to protect themselves, their loved ones, and make kids feel safe when returning back to school and because we've had a lot of low foot traffic on the business district, and we've had low sales, so just from talking to a lot of business owners on Main Street. So we're trying to get that to pick back up, and we're going to do that if we can get folks to feel safe. So we would like to go Saturday, September 15th, this coming Saturday, at 6 p.m. on Healthy Start. It's on Main Street. The address is on the flyers. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Okay. About the parking situation, we'll address it. It's on the agenda for the new business. As far as the speeding issue, the Center for Relations here at the police department,
I just have a question about the Foundbrook Apartments with the heating issue.
The last time that you did bring that to our attention, I was in contact with a few of the tenants, and they were in contact with code enforcement. Code enforcement advised them that they can't look into the heating until the weather has changed. So inspections will be set up, but it is on their radar, and we're not working.
And they should make sure they have the number for the code department, right?
Communications channel. Okay. So I shared with everyone that's in it, and a lot of the tenants that have spoke to that, because they should have that number.
Okay, that's the quickest way, right? Just go directly to Steve and his department. Okay.
The town also has a group of landlord tenant attorneys that will represent people, I believe, free of cost.
Is this the Northeast Legal Services?
It may be, I'm not sure of the name, but it's through the county. And it's specifically for landlord tenants. Mm-hmm. And, they may qualify for a constructive eviction and things like that.
Thank you.
Okay, very good. Moving on. We have no ordinances for the first reading. The final reading, ordinance 2025-21, ordinance amended and supplemented Chapter 6, fee schedule and municipal code to amend fee schedule for those buildings. I need a motion to open for public comment.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Anyone wish to comment from the public on ordinance 25-21? Seeing none, I need a motion to close.
Motion.
A second?
Second.
I need a motion to move the ordinance be passed on second reading and advertise according to law.
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Any discussion from the council? Hearing none, let's go.
Council President Brinchevik?
Yes.
Councilman Guerra?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Councilman Morris?
Yes.
Councilman Rossi?
Yes.
Councilman Steve?
Yes.
Okay, the following resolution was submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion of separate discussion and desire. The resolutions may be removed by council action. Anybody wish to remove resolutions 432 through 438?
Could you speak a little bit about this? It's a little confusing. It would be nice to have a little bit of understanding of what this is.
So, these four resolutions for the liquor license located, well, the pocket license for 231 East Main Street, basically it's a, not a routine item, but the state required them to get a chapter 1218, which allows them to carry over their pocket license from licensing term, and they require the approvals to be in a specific order for me to load it into the system. So they recently obtained their 1218 for these licensing years, so I had to go back, resend, and then reapprove. I know. I don't agree with how they requested it, but it is.
Alright, I'll just make a comment real quick on 436. I want to thank the Billion Foundation for the donation of $40,000 to the borough of Danbury. Other than that, I need a motion to approve the motion. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Any questions? None? Then we'll get right into new business. The parking stalls on West Maple Avenue. Does the council want to start it off? Or?
Yeah. I mean, from what I heard this evening, I mean, I think in theory it was maybe a good idea to have lines, but were executed not in the best way. So there's an option to either fix the lines or remove them. And even by fixing them, there's still the issue with property value. So I'm not sure what the best option is, to go back to having none or to resolve what was done, you know, and then how much are you going to muck up the road with removing lines and repainting them? You know, I don't know. But I see the two those two options as being the options from my perspective.
I don't know if Jeff has any input on the or if there's anything that the town would okay with the rear feet and
Well, we requested that we got input from the police department, which was very helpful. Would have been helpful up front, and we got some guidance and recommendations on how they thought it would make more sense, where there would be a combination of lines and yellow areas, no parking zones, because it's obviously very unclear, you know, where we're going to put. The recommendation was for not necessarily yellow curbing, but, you know, yellow no parking zone areas, and moving the parking stalls. They acknowledged were all undersized. They were on average 20 feet, some of them shorter, and they should be at a minimum 22 feet. I was trying to find an email he sent so that I wasn't going by memory, but I think so far I'm okay. Somebody correct me if you have stuff pulled up that I don't have off the top of my head. Which I really like, that they're going to move the spots off of the edge of the driveways. That looked to me like a very practical, reasonable, but they did it from the police perspective of enforcement, and it made a lot more sense than just leaving it up to the striping company. Because like you said, I drove by it, I'm like, why are there parking spots on the no parking here at the corner, there was two spots. And I'm like, does that mean I can park there? Like, so, I mean, I mean, I remember way back when they painted double yellow lines on Maple, and everybody was like, what are we doing? And it was like, all right, then it became a racetrack. So, you know, they painted over, I was around in high school, and there were like those two dark painted over sections that was darker than the rest of the road. So we're going to have more either painted over lines or possibly all painted over lines. So
I'll just say that the parking situation was brought up by petition from the residents who lived in that area, that there was a parking issue. So, which some of the people who were here actually saw. So it was a case of it was brought to our attention that there was an issue with the parking. The number one reason why the parking was instituted, or the change was instituted, was not necessarily about the parking lot, about the lines, was that there were too many individuals parking in the no parking area, being from Windsor Street to the corner, as well as from the entrance to the school to that small sign that sits behind the tree, as well as no parking zone entirely behind the gym, so that the fire trucks, or for safety reasons, no one can park there. So the issue of then painting yellow in those areas, large yellow areas, and you can imagine how much yellow would have had to be painted, to achieve just painting yellow. Also, you can't paint curbs because there's no ordinance. The ordinance and the state law says you can't block a driveway. It doesn't say how close you can get to the driveway. It just says you can't block a driveway. So you can't just randomly paint yellow in one section of town and say, well, in this section of town, you can't come this close to the driveway. In another section of town, we would have to almost paint every driveway throughout the entire town to achieve that. I think the execution, so the rationale behind the lines were to make sure people didn't park so close to the driveways and block the driveways. Now, I will agree the execution of the lines leave a lot to be desired. But I will also say it's achieved its goal of making sure no one's parking in the safety areas as of the last week, which was a constant battle. Constantly happening. The police were out there all the time. And that was a major safety problem. If you couldn't see if you were on Windsor Street and you couldn't see down the road, or if you were in a school parking lot and you couldn't see down the road because somebody didn't see the sign and parked too close, it has achieved that. Now, the fact that it's kind of messed up, the lines were kind of messed up, I would agree with it. They're probably not properly done. I also think, and what I don't understand is, the ordinance, I believe, says you're not supposed to put your garbage can and recycling it in the road. Maple Avenue, you know, I went through Franklin, West High today, and everyone has it on the grass, except for the people on West Maple. So that creates a real issue. I don't know why in some section of town the recyclers pick up it from the grass and the garbage picks up from, you know, the grassy little strip there, and why on Maple it has to be on the roof.
I think part of that just might be the frequency with which we have vehicles parking in front of the grass. Like, there's always cars that are parked directly in front of the grass strip. For as long as I've been here as well, and I've been here for 5 years.
But Mr. Cantus, I think when they moved your garbage cans up to the grass there, it got picked up. The garbage.
I had to bring the garbage can and put it behind the truck because they usually have the garbage can.
No, recycling. You're talking about the recycling.
Yeah. No,
regular garbage. The regular garbage. Yeah, they'll wheel it over.
My guys wheel it.
Automatic.
But it's not an arm.
Yeah.
I'd watch them because I'm.
Yeah, my guys
pick
it
up by an arm. No,
that's recycling. That's not recycling. That's not garbage.
It's
not garbage.
I mean, the recycling bins, you can't put them on the grass because the arm won't reach. Okay. I don't know if one of those cars is going to sign the car.
You know, that's what I was saying. I don't know why on other streets they do. Like on West Street,
there's not cars in front.
There's nobody parking there.
parking.
Well, they're parking. There's garbage. Well, there's not as many cars. I agree.
Right.
But there are cars parked. I don't know.
It's the arm that reaches. So the regular garbage cans, also the garbage truck has an arm that reaches for the regular garbage.
Yes. Yeah, I understand.
And what happens on West Maple, because of the school, everything is blocked off, so it's hard for them to get around. We're going to have to get out of the parking, you know, how to get these things between the cars, to get them to the street, to open up the truck, to dump it in.
Well, from the municipal standpoint, I think Dale, the Director of Public Works, can address our municipal.
Yeah, my guys would. You prefer him up on the sidewalk, or up on the sidewalk out of the street, for street sweeping purposes, and plus it doesn't block traffic. So that's why, even if they're in the road and we pick them up, we still put them back on the grass to get them out of the street.
And the garbage pickup?
No, not since we've taken over. There's very few complaints. And with respect to the recycling, it should be at the curb also. And I can speak with the county to ensure that if your cans are on at the curb, that they are getting picked up, that they're getting out of their vehicle and picking up they need to in necessary areas.
So I don't want to speak for the council, but just some of the lines so they're not on your driveway or supposed to your driveway with that coming kind of be an answer for the public and
we have a problem. Other problems like this in any of the other schools.
All our schools are residential.
Right.
Schools. So yes, everyone has a.
So if you were to do an ordinance, you could do one that was within so many feet of the school. You wouldn't have to do
I don't think any of the other schools have.
Right, the high school's got the kids that drive too.
So yeah, the kids that drive who park. But the other schools, like for example, Smalley is the full length of the front of Smalley. There's an apartment complex across the street, and there's no parking on that side, and they all park behind the apartment complex. Then I'm thinking Community Middle has a parking lot behind it, and there's no kids driving, so there's no students with cars. As far as I know, there's no issue with Lafayette or Lamont.
I don't think Councilman Morris was saying, I don't think every school has a bigger problem than the high school.
No, not nearly.
Everyone has a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, I don't know that the small group of residents that are here necessarily, you know, I don't know that we speak for everybody's concerns. And I also don't know that us just agreeing right now to say, like, yeah, let's move the vinyl over a couple feet. I might be fighting off the word that I can shoot or the one I want to, but would it be okay with the council if, like, we collectively, or even just I, collected some information from the residents? And then email it back to you to say, here is the consensus that we have so far, and then we take it from there. I'm just worried that we're going to say,
I don't want to put on the spot.
Yeah.
No, because we know the spots are too small, right? So that's bad.
Yeah.
We know they're too close to the driveway, so that's bad. So it's a good idea to reach out to neighbors, and if we can help you in any way, we will. But to gain a consensus.
I think what's important now is to do our due diligence, hear from the residents, hear from the school, hear from the PPW, and then come up with any adjustments you have to make so we're not out there painting lines in black, white, yellow. Like, that's not going to be good for anyone. And out of school, the last thing you want is to have a bunch of cones out there when we can't use any of the parking spots during the day. So.
Well, I think the consensus was from a lot of the neighbors that I spoke to, and I've spoken with several other people. Everybody I talk to, they don't want lines. Now, I understand that they need for the lines by the school or fire trucks and everything else. But, I mean, they place these in front of all these houses, right? And it just looks awful. And to your point, the other point, the cars, like, I have a pickup truck. It doesn't fit in those boxes. And if I'm, I mean, it just, it doesn't make any sense why a whole street would ever, with these lines. And, I mean, why not go all the way down West Maple if you're going to do that, right? I mean, why just stop on North Street? I mean, you know what I mean? And I think, you know, somebody made a comment that we don't want to have to call the police to come out, you know, because it's an inconvenience to have them come out and have to go into the school to get either a teacher or a student to come out and move their car, right? But I don't think those lines are really, to be honest with you, those lines are really not helping in terms of, like, my house, like, I've seen those cars over the lines in my driveway. I haven't called, but, I mean, because I'm just trying to figure out what's going to go on here, like, over the next few months with this, but I just think that you said there was a petition that was signed, but I don't recall anybody ever coming to my house to ask me, is this something that you're okay with? Is this something that you want to move forward with? And I'm not challenging what you're saying, but I just say, like, I mean, I think I, if I ask a lot of people in this room that are complaining about it, if, I think everybody would say, like, nobody ever came to my house and asked me about this. So I don't know, and I know you talked about, you know, there's supposed to be proper notification given to the tenants that this is going to be, the owners, that this was going to be done. And the town said that it was given to the company who was going to do the work, and they were supposed to notify us. I was never notified. I just one day I had a sign that was on the pole that said, no parking from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on this day. Came home, pole, lines, everywhere. And that was the first time where they literally went down the entire street with the lines without anything. So there's a lot to desire in how this transpired, right? And I guess most of us would probably just say there was an extreme lack of transparency with what this was done. And again, I'm not pointing fingers at anybody, but I'm just saying, whether it was the company who was doing it or however this was done, it just doesn't seem to have done right. So, I mean, I think, you know, my neighbor over there has a very good point. You know, let us get together and maybe come back to you guys with an email. But I would say that the general consensus is nobody really wants it.
So the issue is that you acknowledge, the residents acknowledge the parking issue. So if you take away the parking issue, now we're back to square one with, now how do we solve the issue? And like I said, what the number one issue.
I can answer that question for you, though, right?
So
there's plenty of parking one block away. There's plenty of parking around the corner, right? So why does everybody feel the need that they have to park right in front of the school or right close to the school? You can walk a little bit. It's not going to do anything. We can only be able to lose a couple of pounds to the next side. And I'm not trying to be a smart guy when I say that. I mean, but you can walk. And on days when it rains, you take it up. I mean, I drive for work all the time, and guess what? If I can't park in front of somewhere I gotta go, I park somewhere else and I walk. My wife will tell you, you go to the city, I'll never park in a parking lot.
So, if you don't understand what the solution, what you're suggesting, you make it a no parking, resident only no resident only parking, or how would you limit the parking behind there and not force it on to the rest of the residents on West Maple or Windsor?
So I'm just saying that the line, I think the line made it worse because now everybody's clamoring to get in, and no matter what, they're still going over the line. And if somebody has a bigger car, it's going to go over the line, which means that next spot is going to eat into the next line and go into the driveway. So, I mean, what I'm saying is, and again, I don't know how you say it or put it in an ordinance, but, you know, if you go down the next block on West Maple, there's plenty of parking. Plenty of parking. You know, so, I mean, I don't know why everybody refers to, you know, walking a little bit. Or the schoolyard, right? I never really see kids out there playing, right? In the schoolyard?
In the parking lot.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying, right? So, how many spots can fit in there? I mean, as I'm trying to think, like,
those spots are filled with staff. There's more staff other than
in
the park. I'll just try to, if not, I appreciate your time.
What would your thoughts be on just doing yellow no parking zones and getting rid of the stalls, the white lines?
I mean, look,
because it sounds like the problem is that people are parking where they're not supposed to be more than parking where they're supposed to be.
I wonder
in incorrect.
That is there with safety, right? Because I know that was a big concern about, you know, the fire trucks and you know, listen. The other part of this problem is, and I think a lot of people will say this. I know there's that stop sign. Right at the corner. That's optional. All right. And believe me when I say that, because you heard the truck before it said, I promise you, it's optional. People don't stop it. There are plenty of times I see cars. I see cars that are double parked, and I see cars just going around. If I'm backing out of my driveway, sometimes people won't even give me the courtesy of letting me go. They just go right around me to the other side and then just continue to go. You know what I mean? Even if they know there's a stop sign, they don't care. And again, I know the police can't be everywhere all the time. I get it. But, I mean, that's the bigger problem. If somebody's going to get killed.
Lieutenant? Another one for your list. But we also were awarded a grant 2 years ago for state pickup facility, which would work on highlighting stop sign, if you've seen the things like that.
Yeah,
you know. We're working on filing it. Without, if anybody has it, without keeping everybody here,
I think people will run that stop sign kind of.
My issue with that is that as a lifelong resident, I kind of, it wasn't there for the first however many years of my driving existence. So then I'm like, oh, there's a stop sign there.
How about the one in front of my house? I love the end of Washington Road.
That's
double stuff. And the old man of your guys, they just painted a room white stripe. And I'm like, oh, this is so exciting. They can see the white stripe. They go faster now.
That stop sign, I stop at it every time.
All right. Very good. Okay. Yeah. Appreciate everybody coming out. I think we'll go with the, if you guys can send an email, copy the administrator, Mr. McCoy, and we'll send it to Council with Woman Brunswick. She's the head of the Public Works Committee. And then,
I want to say one thing. Whatever the solution is, I'm not sure. I'm not a big fan of the lines. I think they may have created more problems as a result. Concerns people parking too close to the driveways. I think that's a problem that's exacerbated. I heard comments about the transparency of how this is done. I very much share that concern because I found out about those lines and you found out about those lines. So I don't know how it was organized, but I don't like the way it was.
I mean, we were told that it was approved years ago or something. Or
but in any event, I think moving forward, if there are large safety concerns and we're going to make changes on the roadways, I think it needs to go through a more formal process.
Agreed.
Before it's done, and then it needs to be more noticed, because I was not thrown about the process.
Well, it should have went through the parking commission, but we haven't put enough people on the parking commission to have the
formal. Oh, NPD.
Is there any way, talk about stop signs, right? Like people just wondering, right? You don't have red light cameras? Everything is to maybe that.
There are
certainly going to get taken in the mail. Maybe that.
I think we're at least. New Jersey doesn't have it. New Jersey has never much tickets that. That what we're saying.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for coming out. I won't stop you from
See you.
All right, I need a resolution 439 approving the vouchers in the amount of $2,557,766.72. Motion.
Move.
Second.
Roll
call.
Council President Brinkman.
Yes.
Councilman Guerin.
Yes.
Councilman Lopez.
Yes.
Councilman Morris.
Yes.
Councilman Rossi.
Yes.
Councilman Speed.
Yes. All right, once again, we're open to the public. If anybody's like to comment on anything else.
No,
it's too long.
No, not so much fun with me.
So when you talk about a blue issue, this is something that will affect funding borders. Basically, the event that we have that we continue is like an ongoing thing that we started to do these meetings, the protected families meetings. None of this could have come about without Lily Benavides. And Lily, because she brought me into the Latinx folks of the Green Party, we had a national working group to put together like a Know Your Rights training for businesses. That's how I met Lily and Oscar. A lot of people in the mainstream started talking about the issues that they were having. Lily happens also to be the Green Party where the Twitter candidate, and he's a personal friend of mine. She's a really nice person. And Lily was just kicked off the ballot in an effort by the Morris County Democratic Committee and Raj Parikh, who's a lawyer for the Marcy Sherrill campaign, the Democratic gubernatorial candidate. And I wanted to formally ask Lily, because the Democrats have been so gracious with me and supporting me and always reaching out. I've had very much a good experience working with them, folks from Indivisible here in Bonbrook. And I wanted to ask, because this is a very serious matter, I know personally people that from those petitions that were challenged that I know that I can tell you, and 50% of the names were Arabic and Hispanic. This is something that's very serious. This is straight up political suppression. And we don't like when Trump does it. I don't want the Democrats to do it too. And I think because we got some good people here in this town that do are affiliated with the Democrats, I want us to really like help me out. Reach out to the Morris County Democratic Committee. Reach out to the Mickey Sherrill campaign and ask them what is going on with this. I personally know the story of Anam. She's the head of the Arab and Muslim American caucus of the Green Party in New Jersey. And literally, this person had family killed in Palestine. I know her personally. She's my friend. Like many of my fellow students across New Jersey. And come find out, the Biden administration kills family members of her. And now back home, they tell her the signature on her petition that she wants this candidate to move forward is invalid. So this is not okay, really, what took place.
I don't want
sorry. That's it. That's it.
Any council members or anybody you want to pick up?
Perfect. That's it. Thank you.
Anybody?
Kathleen Bly, West Maple Avenue. So there was one other, some of the neighbors and other residents, not necessarily on West Maple, had a question about the lighting at the corner of Rossler and West Maple to the new,
Allure.
Yeah, it seemed excessively bright to a lot of things because there's already lighting there, and then now there's the more decorative lampposts, and they have like double lights. Seems like, is there any way it can be like softened or, you know, the lumens reduced or, you know, instead of double, single? Because it is kind of a little bit, it's distracting when you're approaching from going, I would say, eastbound and you're looking up Rossler northbound because if the light is in your eyes in the evening, you know, it's distracting when you're trying to see.
Yeah, it's public service.
So the lighting, the booking is going to be approved on the planning board level. But we could certainly go out and check the measure the hook-ins. Me personally, I don't have a light meter. Not that we can't get one. I've used them before. So if that's something you would like me to get for maybe this use and if not future uses, that's not a problem.
You know what I think is adding to the brightness is the amount of street lights. There seems to be a lot of lights for that area because I've looked even downtown at the lighting in front of like the Hopkinson, and it looks like the same brightness, but it's not as many. So, because I did check it out just recently, and I thought the same thing, that it seemed very bright.
Big problem with Wi-Fi is the color. Yeah. They should be like something like a
instead of a soft
color. Yeah, they're a soft light.
So we'll have a code enforcement look at what we can do and what.
By the plane,
you
can
see
a lot of
lights
here.
Yeah,
but
lights.
Yeah, I would double check that what they've done is what they said they were going to do. Because there's that piece too, if you do have some time, then those will do something different than what they said they were going to do. So we may want to start there.
Okay.
So, the way that both of us like to be more obvious is approved by the planning board.
Right.
If the engineer of record, which I don't know which one that is, but certified that it met the drainage that the presenter had to work on, but why we want to issue a CO for the property.
Right.
That is one of the prior approvals to this issue, this particular occupancy. There's nothing that says we can go back out and check again, because something might have changed.
Can the planning board amend the site plan? Therefore, change the site plan. Ask the planning board to
usually any planning change a project like that is all about the planning board about
format. I think for future. I think being on the planning board for the future projects, we can bring it up to the professionals, T&M especially, about this lighting issue. Even at the next, I won't be at the next planning board meeting. We're excused, right, the mayor and myself, because it's a D variance, right? Maybe if you want to bring it up, the lighting. Because I noticed Hopkinson, it's the same brightness. The downtown lights, I don't know, maybe they're dull because they're dirty, I don't know. But, but definitely Allure is pretty obnoxious.
I can go out and check. I don't have a lighting meter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a lighting certificate anymore, but I do know how to take the readings.
Mm-hmm.
So I can check and confirm that work with the
stones there. Let's start with that. Check to see what's in there.
And the other issue with the bill spec lights are technically they're very pretty looking, but they're all glass all the way around. So there's no shield in the condos. And quite honestly, those lights are much better looking than most of the lights that you see on bigger developments with the shielding.
Mm-hmm.
They look commercial, they also look commensurate with what the town is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really think it's a brightness, it's more of a color.
Yeah.
I think it also may be that it's a three-story apartment building in a single family area. And voted against it, I think it was a three-story apartment. It wasn't a three-story apartment building. I think that's part of the issue.
Yeah. All right, we need a motion to adjourn.
Well,
oh, I'm sorry.
Oh,
can
well,
we have an executive session?
Okay.
No. Okay. I need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Thanks.
What do you have?
We did.
Did we do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All in favor?
All right.
All right. Thank you.